Hitting the Road, The Great Escape. It's episode 485 with plugins for checking out, reordering, going dark, alerts, recovering the abandoned, product feeds, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the brewery overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and with me is the ever lovely
Amber Overall.
And we have a wonderful, great show for you today. But of course, right off the top, a couple of quick things. This is great appreciation going out to the No Agenda Show for their inspiration of ideas and the occasional stolen sound clip.
Squirrel!
This is a value for value show, and I look forward to everyone providing some value back. Before I get started, you will want to hang around to the end of the show for our Q&A segment with Amber. And to those listening on the podcast, you will want to check out the YouTube version, which also has great discussions before the show starts and the rest of the Q&A segment. And thank you very much for switching the view. Thank you. I appreciate that. At any rate, it is...
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
This is number 44 of 52 episodes for 2020. It's episode 45, and things on this show are moving and shaking into a whole new creature. We have reached week 45 of the year 2020, and we are now 34 weeks into the Rona. The end of the year is coming up, and before we know it, Christmas and New Year's will have leapt out in front of us like a deer running across the road for some fresh green grass. The world is like a crazy zipper ride from the fair right now, and it's the perfect time to make yourself a little place where you can tune out for a while. For me, it's my balcony with potted plants and a swinging bench, though it can be a blanket thrown over your couch to build a fort, in your bed with your door closed and a do not disturb sign or sock on your door, or even inside your car. Get into that zone out space of yours, throw on some fun music, grab a book, or even throw on a book and grab a drink. Kick back and breathe. Try to get there at least once a week or more if you can. If you have kids, let them know that they should only bother you if they are broken, dying, or bleeding for one whole hour. Make your area comfy for you and try to remove all internet and radio with news hours while zoning out. Try to let go of everything outside of your control and work on pestering those you know and care about to get their own zone out spaces started. Rinse and repeat as often as needed.
Absolutely. All right. Now, we do have news from the World WordPress this week. And what do we got here?
Please, can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet. Shut up! Thank you. And now the WordPress news with John.
Absolutely. It is time for WordPress news. But before we jump into the news, we do have a guest host with us today. We have Sultan from Rex Theme. He is in the business. He is the business development manager and the lead product manager at Rex Theme. He's been with the company for over 2.5 years and has also offered up a premium license for a giveaway. And I'll be sure to get him in touch with Charlie, our top point rider, Buckaroo. And also, as a side note, it seems I interviewed him about a year ago, so I'll have to hunt that interview up and get that linked into the show notes for you guys to go back and listen to that early interview. So welcome to the show, Sultan.
Thank you for having me here. So my name is Sultan, and I represent Rex Theme. We are a plugin development company, and thanks for having me here.
Oh, glad to have you, and I look forward to what's going to happen in the with you and your additional comments throughout the show.
Sure.
So starting off here, our first piece of news we've got. The first one I've got up here is a article for WordPress 5.6 will be shipping with another jQuery change. Another major jQuery change is happening. And of course, what this means is for developers out there and such, they need to be paying attention to what it's going to do, whether it's going to break their plugins. For those of us who are just doing updates, you got to pay attention to when you update it and when it breaks your website to trying to figure out what plugin broke it. So this is something you'll want to take a look at and read and pay attention to what's happening with it.
You're right. I mean, I would like to add something to this. Mm-hmm. The jQuery migrate thing, I mean, it has always been stated that this shouldn't be a go-to solution. So, I mean, I don't know about most developers, but if you are a plugin developer for a while, you should know that this is not something you should always input it as a core object in your plugin. So I think this update is going to help in fixing that negligence for many programmers out there.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm still learning about jQuery, so I'm listening aptly, trying to, you know, learn.
There you go. Now, this one here is a little bit of a side note. This is just because I like bringing odd things to the attention of everyone. The Biden-Harris transition website that they launched on WordPress, well, it seems to have a loading time of 333 milliseconds.
33. That's a magic number. Coincidence? I think not!
Take that for what it's worth, folks. Whatever you want to think. Of course, if you're a No Agenda listener, you know that the number 33 is all about the magic number. So that one's really mostly on importance. All right. The next one here we've got here is the WordPress 5.6 beta has been delayed due to the auto updates implementation change, which is a thankful thing for me. Now, this is something that Matt Mullenweg brought to everyone's attention a few years back when he first took control of updates. And he was insistent that auto updates would occur with the core. Now, he managed to get the auto updates stuffed into your point releases of WordPress, which isn't bad. I've only had it break my websites occasionally. But on a major release with auto updates, if your website auto updates on a major release, you might go to sleep one night. They release the latest version of WordPress, wake up the next morning, your website's broke, and you have no idea why. And this is the problem I have with auto updating stuff, is that mistakes happen. I mean, they just recently did it with a point update. They made a major mistake. They broke something. They immediately fixed it as fast as they could. But still, the point being is it's real easy to break stuff with auto updates. Updates such as major points, from my perspective, should never be automatic. But I'm glad that they delayed the beta just because of that. And it looks like they're going to hold back on making it mandatory at the moment.
I mean, I think this is a good decision not to launch it right away because, yeah. I mean, the thing they're implementing right now, even like whoever is a developer who's working with plugins themselves, we are very cautious because, you know, whenever an update comes up, we don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And if it's auto, then all our hard work might go down the drain just the next morning. So it's better not to, you know, have the auto update session there.
Oh.
It's really very risky for most of us out there.
Absolutely.
Especially for large websites. You know, any website that's too large, if something wrong happens, it's really difficult to find out what went wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
So the whole point of this is that they were trying to release this, but then it's delayed?
They've delayed the release of the beta version, so it means the final version will be a little delayed too.
Is that because of the issues?
Yeah, it's because they're finding that it's really hard to implement the auto update for the major releases. Major releases being we're in 5.5 of WordPress and 5.6 is the major, but we're in 5.5.3, with 0.3 being the shorter version or the minor version.
Okay.
So the minor version updates, usually not so bad, but the major versions, I have seen more websites break on major versions than anything else.
Right.
So I'm glad they backed down on it, though. I really am.
Okay.
Next article we've got for you on news here is WooCommerce has patched a vulnerability that allows spam bots to create accounts at checkout, which is, woohoo, it's about freaking time. This has been an ongoing problem. I've had to implement so many different things on some of my WooCommerce client sites to prevent the spam bots from creating accounts. And it was just a pain in the neck. In fact, I have one account where one time I went to bed and woke up and suddenly had 200 brand new accounts. So, you know, it's a real pain to clean up. So, yeah, I'm really glad that they finally patched the vulnerability that's been around for quite some time.
Yeah. Well, no, but if you read the article, they had this issue a while back as well, one time where they claimed that they fixed it, but it came up again. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully it's actually fixed this time. I really hope so.
Yeah.
What does having these spam bots, like them doing this, what does that do to your site?
It really does nothing, but it creates accounts for the spam bots, which is oftentimes a entryway for hackers. If they get a user account, if you've got other flaws in your website, they can use the user account to escalate their powers to become admins and hack your website.
It does have another purpose as well, if I may add.
Oh, sure.
You know, some of them actually generate false traffic to certain domains through the spam bots. So when they are delivering this domain a false traffic, it's showing the SERP that you're giving value to those domains, and they get extra value for their business.
Okay.
So that's another reason why people do this.
Oh, I did not know that one. Okay, that's a very useful bit of knowledge on that, so... All right. Yeah. Now, the final one we've got here for you today is PHP 8 is just around the corner. And why you want to pay attention to this is going to impact developers for a while, but it's going to start impacting us regular users and us designers and everything else, in that PHP 8 is going to be the next platform, and they're going to be depreciating stuff, in other words, removing stuff. And they're going to be adding new information to it. So they've got new compilers, other new things are happening. If you're developing, you do want to pay attention to it. If you're a user, you want to pay attention to it. We won't have to do upgrades to PHP 8 for 6 months or a year or more, but it is coming down the pike. And before we move much further with this, I have a really cute cartoon they have included in this, so I decided to save the cartoon. For those of you watching on the YouTube version, you see the cartoon pop up now. This is a great one. And those of you that have worked in databases will understand this perfectly. And it is a parent answering a phone. Hi, this is your son's school. We're having some computer trouble. Parent goes, oh dear, did he break something? School goes, in a way. Parent goes, or in the school goes, did you really name your son Robert? Robert:\ drop table students ?? And the parent goes, oh yes, little Bobby Tables, we call him. And the school goes, well, we've lost this year's student records. I hope you're happy. And the parent goes, I hope you've learned to sanitize your database inputs. So yeah, a developer is developer humor, but it's a great piece. So let's move on with the article. The article is really great. It's a really good in-depth article, and it's done by Torque Mag, and they do a lot of good tech stuff, and it talks about all the constants and all the other changes, the attributes and expressions that are being changed throughout PHP 8 and the new functions that are coming. So I would check this article out if you're a developer out there and you're not, and PHP 8 is only just coming onto your radar, because it won't be long.
Well, I don't think developers would have much of a problem with this. The problem is going to be, you know, dealing with the clients to deal with. I mean, like I have seen a lot of people who don't want to update their PHP versions and end up, you know, having problems with their websites. And then they come up running to us that, hey, why is this happening? Why is that happening?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's obvious. You're not updating your PHP versions.
Mm-hmm.
That's one issue.
Oh, absolutely. And I run the same problem. I just upgraded a server last week, and I ended up with a couple of phone calls from hosting clients, and their sites are broken. It's like, yeah, well, I'm sorry. You need to bring your website up to date. The server came up to date, and you have to bring your site up to date to match the server.
Right.
So yeah, I understand that. So anyway, that's all the news we've got this week, and hopefully that'll help everyone out a bit, and links are all in the show notes for that. So moving forward here, we've got the donor support segment of the show. This is where we like to talk about the value for value model that this show is. Now, this show here, I've thought about doing, you know, advertising everything. If someone wants to pay me an ad fee to show, to advertise, I'm more than happy to take their money. But I tell them that you're going to have to live with the show as it is, because I'm not going to bend for you. I do my show my way. But the show doesn't work without you, the producers, as it is a value for value model. And that means if you're getting any value out of it, does it save you 5 minutes, you know, by finding plugins you hadn't heard of? Does it help you out in some other way, give you great piece of news, information, other bits and pieces? Well, things you can do to support the show, you can start by subscribing to the newsletter for additional information. Get out there, round them up, rope them in, belly up to the bar, and enjoy, you know, spread the word about WP Plugins A to Z. You can catch it every Thursday at noon PST time live on the YouTube channel. And I do like to acknowledge all the producers who have supported the show in various ways over the last week. This week, I want to start out by acknowledging our artist who's provided the artwork for the show. If you're on the YouTube channel, you get a preview of the artwork that is going live. And it's a really great shot of a Harley Davidson with the WP logo blasted across the fuel tank. It's really quite an awesome item there. So thanks a lot. It goes out to Angel Lemieux, who has provided us with the artwork. Angel's been providing us with artwork for quite some time. So thanks a lot, Angel. We really greatly appreciate your support of the show. And that's one of the ways you can support the show. The other way, of course, is...
we just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. If you can't send cash, though, well, you know, anything else will help. But a big thank you to all the producers out there who came in under $50. Those that have set up small weekly subscriptions, they do remain anonymous, and we thank you very much. Large subscriptions over $50, they get acknowledged with a readout of a note and an executive producer credit of this show. Don't have any of those this week, but we do have one other minor item. Yes, I am still pimping out my daughter here. If you want to see her pretty mug in the live stream, it is now up to a $200 donation. And until it happens, that price will continue to go up. So I won't set up a video camera to bring her online here until we get a decent donation, because it's a fair chunk of work to set up another video camera and make sure it feeds into the live stream and keeps me on at the same time as her. It's a chunk of work. So at any rate, I am still pimping her out for those that want to donate money to the show.
Love how easily that comes to you.
Well, you know, it's really easy to do. You know, you're 33 years old now.
That's true.
You know, so I can talk to you as an adult.
Hey, I wonder, does that mean this whole year is going to be just magically awesome for me?
It should be.
It's my 33rd year.
It is. A magic number year. All right, and you can, all the links are in the show notes. We are still doing Patreon. We are working towards making Patreon more valuable. One of the things that may happen in the coming months is the Q&A segment seems to be well-received. It may move to the Patreon area, and so that may occur. All right, so it is time for us to move off to the part of the show that most everyone tunes in for. It is time that we dive into the depths of plug-in depravity. Off we go. Okay, the first one I've got, I do have some Classic Press stuff this week, a couple of quick items. And Classic Press, of course, is the offshoot of WordPress that started out just over two years ago now, when WordPress went down the Gutenberg path. And Classic Press is quite good. I do use it on a couple of sites. It's just not my primary business at the moment. So a bit of news, first thing we've got here for Classic Press is how to configure Classic Press using Vesta CP. I'm not sure what Vesta CP is. So at any rate, this is a really interesting article to go check out if you're doing Classic Press, help you configure up Classic Press with Vesta CP, whatever that might be. And I do have a Classic Press plugin this week. This is one from Azure Curve, and it's called Taxonomy Order. And there's not a lot of write-up on it. Most of Azure Curve's plugins don't have a lot of write-up, and they are specifically written for Classic Press. and they do work in WordPress sometimes or most of the time, but Classic Press is diverging from WordPress, as I predicted 2 years ago. They would end up going down their own two separate paths. So we will see how well Classic Press grows over the next few years. At any rate, that's what I have for Classic Press, the usual other resources in Classic Press, although the Classic Press Club website seems to be gone or down, so I don't know too much about that one right now. And you can find a listing of Classic Press plugins and other information. Go check out the Classic Press forums. There's a lot of information there that will help you. And we had a quick question here before we move on from Hemdian. As a non-developer site owner, is there any way to know when it's safe to upgrade PHP? Yeah, roll the dice. Basically, what you do there, Hemdian, not roll the dice, that was a joke. I do it myself. It's you get on a good hosting provider that allows you to switch PHP versions with the click of a mouse. Switch your PHP version, see if your website still loads, you're good. If it doesn't load, you back it back down to the previous PHP version that worked, and then you start figuring out what's wrong with your site, or hire a developer to figure out what's wrong with your site. Okay. WordPress plugins. This is where the fun begins. And the first one I have for you out the gate is called Checkout Field Editor, Checkout Manager for WooCommerce. This is a plugin I started to use last week while working on a WooCommerce project that I'm currently bringing to a close finally. And I needed to make some changes on their checkout forms. And the Checkout Field Editor, meaning when you're collecting their name, address, phone number, all of that information, their billing address, etc. This is a really great, simple plugin. The free version allows you to get in there and change out things such as the input text names, the display order. You can remove fields, enable and disable fields, etc. It was kind of useful. It didn't quite do what I needed it to do, so I had to pull it out, but I did like what it offered, and I thought it could be useful for some folks. If you're looking to need those changes, that's what you'll want. You'll want to check out this plugin. It's not too bad of a plugin, and it does have a premium version, and with that, it gets a 4 Dragon rating from me. So go check it out. Checkout Field Editor, Checkout Manager for WooCommerce.
And the first one I've got for you.
Oh, you're not going to let anyone comment on it? Nobody wants
to comment?
Nope.
No, I actually checked this plugin out a few weeks back, and I thought it's pretty neat. I mean, it's not that complex, and for a person who's not a developer, they can still use this for their site.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it's pretty useful.
All right. Off you go, kiddo.
All right. The first one I've got is Emergency Alerts. This plugin was designed with Rona in mind, but it actually moved into a fairly useful direction. The idea is to have the ability to place an important message directly on your site. You can customize it to an extent, choose where to place it on your site, and like whether it's at the top, bottom, or side, whether or not it'll be fixed. You can add media. There's a few things you can do. It can be useful for putting up things such as closed for holidays or new hours, anything that you need. It's easy to install, easy to use. And what I liked about it also is that when it's up there, the person viewing it, they can press on little X to close it when they're done reading it, and it doesn't come back until next time they sign on. The only drawback is that the creators say that if you want it to do more than just the absolute basic or just have a basic picture on there, you're going to have to add some custom CSS in order to really make it work and more interactive. It has the ability to do that, but it doesn't work too well unless you add the CSS. So if you want something simple for your site, this would be a great plugin to grab. But if you don't really know how to, or if you don't feel like adding CSS, then this may not be the plugin for you if you're looking for something more interactive. I rate this at 4 Dragons.
Very useful. Could be a useful plugin for adding different types of pop-ups. I noticed it sets itself up with a lightbox setting on your page, so it puts an overlay on your page when it loads, then, does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks off. It was looking off for a while. I think they fixed that issue from what I read.
Okay, well, it is.
This is basically a simpler version of a notification bar, I guess.
It is. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Well, next up, you're up, Sultan.
Okay. So first, let me talk about CardLift, which is basically one of Rick's theme plugins. This is a plugin with intention that to recover abandoned carts. You know, people who has an e-commerce website, they face this issue called abandoned carts, where can you give me a moment? Just mm-hmm. 1 second.
Yeah, not a problem. Okay, sounds like the dogs went crazy.
yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, so as I was saying, CartLift basically is an abandoned cart recovery plugin. What we did was we did some research on WooCommerce and also on our own website. People face actually over 70% abandoned carts. So, you know, every customer that comes in, 70% of them will leave by adding products in the cart. So this plugin is genuinely created so that you can actually track those customers and send them a reminder via email that you forgot about your cart. Maybe you can come back and complete the purchase. And amazingly, basically, this simple reminder can actually get a lot of them come back and make the purchase. So with that in mind, this plugin was created. And eventually, what we focused on was making it really simple. So if you do install the plugin, you'll see that everything is set up in step by step. It allows you to create email templates on your own design, and you can schedule the times, how long after an abandoned cart will the emails be sent out. It's automated, all right? And that's the main idea. You can actually get back your customers that leaves the website. So, yeah, that's just about it.
Excellent. So did you have a rating for this plugin? I know it's your own plugin, so you know, feel free to max it out.
I don't know how large I should go, but this is an essential plugin for anyone who owns an online store. So, you know, if you give me a rating out of 10, I would go for 8.
We don't do 10. We do 5. We go up to the max of 5 here.
Yes, I would go 4.
Okay.
Right, so 4 Dragons, because this is mainly for businesses that are pretty large. More an e-commerce business that is pretty large, they face a lot of people leaving without completing the purchase. So this actually lets them bring in some extra revenue. So it is a pretty essential plugin.
Excellent.
Well, I know I'm guilty of doing that, leaving stuff in my cart and then completely forgetting that I even started a cart.
Yeah.
If I had a reminder every once in a while, that probably helped me. Well, not my wallet, but
it
helped
me. I've had a few websites that have done that. They send me a cart reminder, and I go, oh, yeah, I think I might actually still want to buy that. Because I live by the axiom of, you know, don't buy it on impulse. You know, maybe look at it, think it over. Okay, I'll come back to it. But sometimes you forget. But if they remind me, it's like, oh, yeah, I still actually kind of want that. It's no longer impulse buy.
Right.
All right. Well, the next plugin I've got on the list here is Simple Custom Post Order. Now, this plugin here, now I've reviewed similar plugins to this in the past and other ones. This one came across from a project I picked up. It was already installed on the site and it looked kind of interesting. I liked what was being done with it. And basically, it's a very simple plugin. You install, activate it, and then you get to go into your post types and your posts and rearrange them in whatever order you want by dragging and dropping them. And this also reflects itself on the front pages for lists, on the pages of user views. Now, this plugin also handles not only your standard posts, but also custom post types, which is a very useful item if you've got a site with lots of custom post types and you're doing things like, well, I need to organize this specific custom post type and I don't want to go through and change all the dates to get them in proper order. And you can just drag and drop them to get them to where you want. Really great little plugin. I do like the way it works and it's simple enough. And go check it out if you're in need to reorganize all of your posts layout inside your website and what is displayed to your client for whatever layout you have on your front pages. So I give this one a 4 Dragon rating.
That sounds like it could be really useful.
It is at times, and it's been particularly useful on the project you've been working on to help reorganize the posts instead of changing the dates. All right, Caitlin, you're up.
All right, so next one is Dark Mode for WP Dashboard. I really, really like this one. I don't know about people out there, but I have a major light sensitivity. My glasses themselves are tinted because I'm spending so much time looking at screens these days. And I try, anytime I get the option to, I will turn whatever website I'm on dark, like my email or whatever I'm watching, whatever I'm researching. Another interesting fact, actually, is that if you have any kind of dyslexia, white writing on black will help with your dyslexia. This one here, what it does is it actually takes your WordPress dashboard and it turns it all dark for you. I've been using it for a bit on our sandbox, on our sandbox page, and it has made life so much easier for me. I can spend longer on there, and it doesn't change any of the pictures, odd colors like the one I like another one that I found. But I would highly recommend this, especially for anyone if they have that light sensitivity thing going on. I rate this at 5 dragons.
Excellent. Well, one of the beautiful things there you've got also, and I should let you know, is that if you get a separate login, every administrator can set up their dashboard for themselves.
Oh, cool.
They're not shared across different administrators. So if you're working on a client site and you have a separate login from your client, you can set up the dark dashboard for you to work on, and your client will still see the bright dashboard that they like.
Perfect.
So just one of the little tidbits. Okay, Sultan, yours is up next.
Okay, so next I'll talk about one of our pretty old plugin, that's WooCommerce Product Feed Manager. Now, this is basically one of our most successful plugins because it's a plugin that almost every WooCommerce shop owners require. I think you know about this, that the norm that when you have an WooCommerce store, you obviously promote them in marketplaces such as, you know, Google Shopping or Facebook or eBay. So what this plugin does is this plugin lets you generate a product feed in the correct format for those marketplaces so that, you know, you don't have to manually create a product list to upload to those marketplaces. You can just use this product, and in a few minutes, you can generate thousands of products in one single file and upload it to the marketplaces. So that's the main purpose of the plugin. But over the years, we have developed it in a way so that now it is supportive of over 170 marketplaces, and it's accurate. That's the main point. We have many other plugins that do the same thing, but what our one stands out on is that we make sure the feed comes out accurate and really fast. So that's one of the strong points. The plugin has a free version for people to test it out. And once they test it out, if they see it, they're satisfied with what they see, then they can move on to the pro version, which doesn't really have the change in the basic features. The change in the pro is that they get some extra things such as adding custom fields, which WooCommerce does not provide, right? And the plugin also has one pro feature, which is fixing the JSON-only structured data in the backend. WooCommerce has this variable product prices, which confuses marketplaces to understand which should be the actual price. So the plugin can fix that for the shop owner. So all in all, the main thing is that this plugin will save a lot of time to shop owners, and they don't need to do much research on the marketplaces. They can just use the templates in the plugin, download and upload it there. And we also provide personalized support to people because shopping and marketing, it's pretty complicated to a lot of people. So even if you're an amateur, we try to help them out. So that's what this plugin is for, helping WooCommerce shops promote their products.
Excellent. So where's the rating on this one you're going to give her?
Well, I'll give it five dragons because so far, anybody who used the plugin, they were actually satisfied. There are very few who might have said, okay, I cannot use this because we have made it so simple.
Oh, sorry. Fired off too soon. Excellent. Well, it does sound like an excellent plugin, and it's one that I think I'll test out in my new store that I'm building for my own pet project at the Rogues Tavern, because I'm going to be launching an e-commerce store for the Rogues Tavern in January.
I was just thinking about this being useful in my own pet project too. So
yeah, you have your own pet project WooCommerce store too.
I do.
Yes, your boxed in art.
Yes.
You need to start promoting that one.
I will as soon as I actually have the product ready to.
Okay.
Problem is it's a site with no product right now.
Yeah. Well, you got products. You just got to get photos of them and get them up.
That too. Well. Yeah. Well, problem is half right. The time he makes a product, it's already gone before we can put it on the website.
This is definitely an excellent one. That way you can promote to the different marketplaces. And that's one thing I want to do. So yeah, thanks a lot, right. Sultan. I greatly appreciate you bringing that one to the table for us.
Yeah.
Exciting prospect.
Yeah, hopefully people have tried it out and they'll see how useful this is.
Absolutely. All right. Well, this show here currently brought to you by... Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down. Absolutely nothing but the finest in web hosting, and it is exclusive. I don't let anyone on my everyone on my servers. I am very picky about the clients I put on my servers. Okay, and we are now at the point, this is where we have listener feedback. When we have it, currently none. Come on, folks, kick us some listener feedback. We'd greatly appreciate it. But we do have contests. You know, our contests are powered by the Simple Giveaways plugin. The Simple Giveaways plugin, they were kind enough to provide us with the premium version for running our plugins. It is a fantastic plugin. I've been using it since it was introduced at about, I think it was about 2 weeks old when I discovered it. So it's a couple, 3 years old. It's matured quite nicely. When you do run a contest, you get to collect names, emails, stick them into MailChimp or other places. And then you use them for your marketing. Of course, your email list is the best thing you'll ever have. So what have we got for you this week? We are still giving away the Fluent CRM, which is a self-hosted email marketing automation plugin for WordPress. It's, not Fluent. That was the last contest. I'm reading from the wrong lines here. Let me get this straight. We are giving away the WP Admin Pages Pro, the Fluent CRM. That was our last contest, and John Kirkpatrick won that. So congratulations, John. We're still waiting to hear from you. So if you are listening, John, make sure you respond another week or so, and I'm going to recycle that license and start a new contest. Okay, the custom admin pages. I did an interview with the developer for that last week. It should be going up this week here and getting up and online. It's a great interview. Really great plugin. It allows you to go in and customize your WordPress admins pages using your own page builder, Beaver Builder, Elementor, Brizzy, Oxygen, and more. It's a lifetime license that we're giving away, an unlimited lifetime license valued at $149. So well worthwhile. Go check this one out. Check out the interview and go enter and win the contest. Now that I messed that read up so utterly bad today. All right. And that's really all we got here. Couple of quick reminders before we start to move into the Q&A segment of the site. There is no meetup right now. I've not planned any meetups for a little while. We were having meetups quite regularly, but right now they've been put on hold. If you're a developer listening, you want to be in an interview, go check out wppluginsa-z.com/interview. I don't have the link in the show notes for anyone who wants to be a guest host. You can be like Sultan, join us for a, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes of pure entertainment and fun. You want to find out a bit more about me? Go check it out, theroguestavern.com. And that's where my adventures are happening and where I'm planning my exit from the internet world. If you have suggestions or would like to have plugins reviewed, just go submit them to wppluginsa-z.com/submit. So let's move along to the Q&A segment of the show. And remember, folks, we split this, for those of you listening to the podcast, we split this about midway through it, and the rest of it is on the YouTube channel, so you'll have to go there to listen to it. So first off, take it away, Amber, with your first question.
Don't we have a jingle for this now?
Oh, we do have a jingle. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is.
It's question and answer time.
There we go.
I do have a jingle. I forgot. It's not ingrained into my habits yet.
Well, my first question is, CSS, besides being a form of HTML, what is it and how do you use it?
You want to take that one, Sultan? I'll let you dive into it.
HTML and CSS are not really the same thing. HTML is basically skeleton and CSS is what colors it. So what you do is, you know, you write basic HTML to create a basic structure, and then you modify it into something great by developing it or designing it, resizing it, shaping it using CSS. So that's how it works.
Another simpler way to sort of put it with HTML is kind of like the wiring and stuff in your walls. And the CSS is the paint and the plaster and the shapes. Or HTML could be the wall itself, and the CSS could be the way you paint your walls with stripes or, you know, lines or colors,
okay,
you know, or boxes. The CSS is the look and feel, and the HTML is the underlying structure. CSS is still a code. It's still a code that has to be written, and you have to figure out exactly where each item goes sometimes, which can be hard, you know, but yeah, it's how you use.
They're called front-end codes because it's only for the outlook.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect the back-end.
Yeah. And how you use it is basically there's a special file in your system called .css, which has the hundreds or thousands of lines of code of CSS telling your website how it's supposed to look at any given point in time.
I've been learning a little bit about it, but everything I've read says it's just a form of HTML, which is why I figured I'd ask.
No, it's not a form of HTML. It's what tells the HTML how to act.
Okay. So you can only use it in programs like WordPress or when you're actually developing things?
Oh, no. No, CSS, the stuff you see on your website or on your computer screen sometimes has underlying CSS. Web pages have CSS.
So like when I turn to dark theme on my computer, I'm using CSS.
You've changed the CSS file. It's exactly what you've done.
Okay.
Right.
The CSS file has said, yeah, well, okay, we're not going to use that. We're going to make everything dark. It's the CSS file that does all that.
And it's actually pretty easy. I mean, CSS is not that difficult. If you take some time, maybe a week or two, and it's pretty easy to learn.
Yeah, the hardest thing I had to learn about CSS was understanding the hierarchy of CSS.
Okay.
That was the hardest thing I had to wrap my head around, was the hierarchy of it all. Because you can have an item that's got a CSS applied to it, but it's also got another one applied and another one applied and another one applied. And sometimes, you know, five levels back on that one item, they could have the important tag on it and you can't figure out why you can't change it.
Right.
Or as I learned working on a site the other day, they can have the word span and in a weird spot, so you have to figure out how to break that.
Yes. Yeah. I had one on my own website for some reason. I don't know what changed it, but suddenly I was only showing 75% of my stuff. And I was like, what? And I dug down and I must have added something which overwrote everything and caused it to only allow it to go to 70% width.
Well, you probably added an extra tag at the end before the line ended, so they all got messed.
Oh yeah. Well, once I found it and fixed it, but it was a real pain.
Right.
So yeah. So that's where you got with that.
Is it just words for CSS, or is it?
It's mostly plain English.
Okay.
For the most part, it's just got a specific format it has to be written in.
Which is confusing, but it's like confusing and straightforward both at once.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
All right, so.
Well, let's take your next question and at least get partway through it.
Okay. It's a bit of background on why this question came to mind. I've been watching a show called Mr. Robot. There is a scene where the hackers are watching some movie about hacking, and they start talking about how unrealistic the movies are, how some writer out there is likely making a lot of money making a whole lot of random things up for the next hacker movie. So I'm wondering, do you know whether or not on shows like Mr. Robot or even on The Matrix, is the hacking or computer work at all realistic?
All right, well, we'll hold there before we get into answering this one. We're going to take it into just the YouTube version of it. So real briefly, we're going to play the extra credits to make it easier for me to find the bits and pieces and produce the show for the podcast. For you podcast listeners, you'll have to come to the YouTube channel to catch the answer to this one. So everyone, hold that thought, and we're going to let my girl take us out of here. And this is also the point where I get to enjoy my tequila shot.
Hey, you're finally remembering.
Oh, I'm slowly getting things integrated into it, man. So let's let my girl take us on out of here, and we'll be back.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page, using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.